John Kerry has chosen his running mate. Now he just has to get the voters to choose him. For voter and essayist Jenny Gardner, her family's economic security is a key factor in deciding who gets her vote.
Like many Americans whose votes are up for grabs at this point in the political calendar, I face the question, are you and your family better off now than you were 4 years ago? I can't speak for all of my fellow voters, of course, but for me, the answer is a resounding no. As my husband and I struggle to juggle financial demands, I sometimes think about my grandfather. He was a steel worker who provided for his family enough to enable my father to scale the ladder of success and win a financial independence beyond his father's imagination. And yet my three siblings and I are having a hard time replicating this upward mobility. Don't get me wrong, we're not suffering. We live comfortable, though not lavish, lifestyles. We work, take care of the kids, cut our own grass, clean our own houses, and take rare vacations, which would be tremendously relaxing, if only we didn't have to watch our pennies for months afterwards so we could pay for them. Now my parents, by age 40, had enough money to enjoy a large home and several exotic vacations a year. They had a housekeeper 3 days a week, country club membership, property investments in resort locales, all those material symbols of success. My folks' retirement savings were substantial, health insurance generous, and funding for their kids' college educations was tucked neatly away. My siblings and I have all achieved plenty of professional success, and yet at midlife, none of us is financially sound. Careers, subject to the vagaries of the economy, are teetering on the precipice. Savings have dwindled to just barely meet monthly expenses. Retirement funds are virtually non-existent. And the prospect of early retirement is about as likely as a lottery win. I'm practicing handing out smiley face stickers for my twilight years as a greeter at Walmart. We are as hard-working as my folks were, and far more pecuniary. Heck, just replenishing our kids' outgrown clothing seems an indulgence nowadays. Annual trips to Hawaii like my parents enjoyed are a fanciful notion. Why is it so hard to live a comparable existence? I fear that my parents' generation was the last to have the chance to attain the American dream by hard work alone. Nowadays, a select few achieve astronomical financial success, while the vast majority work just as hard, if not harder, and barely get by. Political pundits may say that the economy is booming right now, but the reality is that moms can't afford to stay home with their children, a college education no longer guarantees job and financial security, and health benefits seem like a luxury of bygone days. So when a politician or journalist asks me, "Are you and your family better off now than you were 4 years ago?" I'll say, "Are you kidding? We're not even better off than we were a generation ago."
The comments of Jenny Gardner, a writer living in Charlottesville, Virginia.